How did this all transpire for you? I mean, you're interested in electronics, and all of a sudden you've created and invented a time machine?
Well, it was sort of kind of like channeled information that I received from the Lord, but basically I was contacted, I guess what started the ball rolling, I was contacted by some time travelers from the future. And they basically gave me an early version of what appeared to be a device which really didn't operate that good. I mean, it would burn out, and you know, after two or three uses. And but later I got the bugs out of it after I finished those courses in electronics, and it just basically, I guess, gradually evolved into the unit it is today.
Now, when you said that they gave you the plans and it only worked for a couple times and then it faded out, was that because maybe you took the instructions down wrong, you interpreted them wrong, maybe you built it wrong at the time?
No, they gave me, well, actually, it was sort of falsified information at the beginning.
Oh, really?
They gave me the wrong type of diodes to use in the circuit.
On purpose?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay. But wrong nonetheless.
Yeah, they were wrong. They couldn't handle the voltage that was being fed into it, and so I had to up it to 6 amps after that.
Well, now, how did they give you the information? Or was it telepathically, or how did this appear to you?
Well, it was a combination between three to four different time travelers that had contacted me. One set of time travelers contacted me back in 81. Another set contacted me back in 85. And I had a particular interest in the Philadelphia experiment at that time.
Right.
And I noticed that there was an address in the back of one of the books, and so I decided to write this guy a letter and tell him, you know, I was interested, and would he be willing to send me any circuits or diagrams of any devices that he thought might work? And basically, one thing led to another, and he sent me this schematic, which was, you know, like I was saying, not very well written, but it took. It actually took the help of another scientist who I can't remember his name, that helped to develop the multidimensional stabilizer, which is inside the circuit. And after that, the unit just kind of, then after that, once I started using the unit on a regular basis, I started getting information channeled to me from God.
Okay, but I mean, these original time travelers who gave you the diagram, schematics, I mean, again, how did they do that to you? Was it telepathically, or did they just show up at your back door?
No, they sent me the letter concerning the schematic for the device.
They mailed it to you?
Yeah, they mailed it.
What was the return address?
Well, I kind of forgot. You know, it's been so long ago.
What was the date on the stamp?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, if you got a letter from a time traveler, was it dated like 2500 or what?
He was in present time.
Oh, he was already here.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had came in through a time
portal. All right. How did he find you?
He actually had picked up a journal containing an article which I had written for Parapsychology Magazine over in Canada, and it sparked a little bit of interest in what I was doing, and that was the reason why he responded to the letter which I sent him.
Okay. Now, when you first got this letter from this person, I mean, what was your reaction? You're reading this and you're going, I mean, did you believe time travel was possible?
Not, I believed in it, but I didn't really have a lot to go on with the circuit. I don't know. I started experimenting with it, and nothing would happen after I'd activated on myself. And so I tried increasing the Gauss strength on the bar magnets that was used with the unit. And eventually, I later found out that when you reach a certain level of certain Gauss strength in reference to the magnetic field, that it starts kicking open, or should I say, opening up doorways to other time periods.
I call them portals. Same thing.
Yeah, but anyhow, the first experience I had was, and this was not a physical teleportation thing. This was a kind of like an astral projection.
Right.
I went from 1985 to the year 2000. And it was a very spectacular experience, one I'll never forget as long as I live. And it sort of reminded me of an H.G. Wells movie on time travel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What year, Stephen, did this original person come from? Did we able to figure that out?
No. He never really, he's very mysterious. He never really actually said as to what time he came in from. Matter of fact, his friends couldn't even figure out where the guy originated. So it was kind of he was basically kind of a mysterious individual.
Well, I mean, was there a point that you thought this guy's putting me on, or he's setting me up, or something like that?
Yeah, at first. I thought, I was saying to myself, will this circuit actually work? And but I had faith that eventually it would evolve into something. But it's really strange how it all came into being, because the information was just, I don't know. See, what people don't realize about the device is once you start using it, it tunes you into the Christ consciousness, and then all of a sudden, all this information starts getting relayed to you.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Once I started using the early circuit, I was given knowledge and information on how to complete it so that it would operate and be safe to use for the public.